Power Packed Pizza. Welcome back to another Workday Playdate Snack with yours truly, Erin Deal. Now, my peeps, listen up. If you've ever found yourself coming home from a one-on-one with your boss in the car and you're gripping the steering wheel super tight, screaming into the steering wheel, "How does Brad still make more than me?" Then bestie, this snack is for you. You know that I am always here to keep it playful, but today we are talking about money, honey. We are talking about worth, and we are talking about the fine art of not settling for crumbs at the career buffet. Are you ready? Let's go. So here's the tea. Women are doing more work, more emotional labor, more mentoring, more coordinating, more organizing, more everything, and still getting less recognition, less pay, and less opportunity. And we've been fed a myth that if we just negotiate harder, lean in, or manifest the raise, we'll get what we deserve. Listen, the manifesting part I do believe in. However, the system wasn't built for us. So we end up overachieving and underreceiving. And let me give you a stat to chew on with your morning coffee. On average, women still earn, y'all get ready, 82 cents to every dollar a man makes. 82 cents to every dollar a man makes. And for women of color, that gap widens even more. So if you're sitting there thinking, why does this feel so hard? You are not imagining it. You are in a system designed to wear you out and spit you back into a status quo you didn't vote for. But guess what? Just because we didn't build this system doesn't mean we can't break it down and rebuild it better. So what can you do today to get one step closer to getting what you actually deserve? You know, I'm going to give you an improv twist. I want you to try this. It's called the reverse resume game. It's pulled straight from the improv stage. And here is how it works. Step one, you are going to pair up with a trusted friend or a colleague, or if you don't want to bring in anybody else, just use a recording of yourself. Just hit the recording on your iPhone and bada bang, bada boom, you got a partner. Step two, you are going to audition as if you are your own agent, okay? Agent. What do agents do? They pitch people. So if you are an actor, you have an agent who pitches you to casting agencies to try to get you booked for commercials, movies, television shows, things like that. If you are an author, you have a literary agent who pitches you to publishers. So think of yourself as your own agent. You are pitching yourself and you get 60 seconds to pitch yourself for a dream opportunity. Step three, here is the twist. You can only talk about the things that aren't listed on your actual resume. No job titles, no fancy schools, just stories of resilience, moments of leadership, skills you gained in the chaos. All right? So maybe you calm down a furious client without raising your voice. That's your pitch. Maybe you coordinated three projects while your kid had the flu. That's your pitch. Or maybe you brought your team together after a brutal round of layoffs. Those are receipts, my friend. The goal here is to own your value. Own the value that you bring, not just the bullet points on your LinkedIn. Truly, this improv hack can help rewire your brain from "do I deserve this?" to "of course I do, and let me tell you why." If you want my own story, this you can't find on a LinkedIn profile, let me pitch myself real quick. And I'm just literally about to do this on the fly, y'all, so here we go. Okay, today I am here to pitch the one and only Erin Deal. And this, my friends, is a story of resilience. She wanted to have a child. She wanted to become a mother. And guess what? The universe wasn't responding to her ask. So she turned to science and she turned to determination. And after multiple rounds of science, was able to conceive a baby boy. However, in that, there were genetic disorders. There were things that were causing her and her husband emotional and physical pain. And they had to really fight in order to bring the baby that they wanted to this earth. And that resilience right there is what makes her a great leader. It's what makes her show up every day and get through pandemics. It's what makes her keep coming back to the microphone, even when there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, to show up and to be the best podcast host to serve the community, the peeps. That's it. That was my pitch. Did I get hired? I don't know. But think of an opportunity, a story in your life that shows who you are. When I think of myself, I think of that word, resilience. What is the value that you're going to bring to a team, a community, an organization? Because I'll tell you what, sheets of paper, they're one thing. Stories and proven life experience says a lot more. So let me just say this. If you are vibing with this topic, just wait until Wednesday's episode, because I am joined, y'all. This is like mind-blowing that these words are about to come out of my mouth, by none other than Reshma Sajani. And like, I stuttered saying her name because she is the founder of Girls Who Code. She's the CEO of Moms First. She started the Show Us Your Leave Act with The Skim, if you're a fan of that newsletter. And she's the author of the powerful book, Pay Up. We talk all about why burnout is not your fault, why negotiating harder doesn't solve systemic inequality, and how we can flip the script and demand better. So if you're tired or feeling stuck between overworking and under-earning, episode 293 of Workday Playdate is your permission slip to burn that BS script and write a new one. And let me say, I would be remiss to not call out our sponsor, Improve It. Today's snack is brought to you by Improve It. We are a talent development company for the new generation of work. We are improv infused, and we are game changing workshops with our newest offering, Working Through Uncertainty. So you know that moment when the email hits and everything changes, there's budget cuts, new boss, there's restructuring, suddenly your career roadmap turns into spaghetti? That's where this workshop shines. It's a high-energy, improv-based session that teaches you how to adapt, how to pivot, and how to lead confidently, even when the GPS says recalculating. Join us in person or virtually. It's fun. It's transformative. It's exactly what your team needs to not just survive uncertainty, but to thrive in it. Go to learntoimproveit.com to learn more. That's learntoimproveit.com. And let's turn your what now into let's go. So I'm going to hit you with some affirmations to get you through this week. I want you to say them with me wherever you are. And if you're in a crowded area, just whisper them softly to yourself, but I want you to really feel them. Number one, I am not too much. I am not too much. Number two, I am not too ambitious. I am not too ambitious. Number three, I am not wrong for wanting more. I am not wrong for wanting more. I love this one. Number four, I am worthy of wealth, recognition, and rest. I am worthy of wealth, recognition, and rest. Number five, I do not have to settle. I am ready to rise. I do not have to settle. I am ready to rise. My peeps, you know, I got to get you out of here with some journal prompts for today. So here are your journal prompts. What would earning what I truly deserve look like in my life? Be very specific. What would earning what I truly deserve look like in my life? Be specific. And number two, what is one story of value I've never shared on my resume, but should? What is one story of value I've never shared on my resume, but should? Okay, my friend, I want you to inhale that fresh energy. Exhale the BS. You are not stuck. you are on the brink. Your worth is not up for debate. Your paycheck should reflect your power, and your voice, it is the spark that lights the fire. So go slay the day, send this to a sister who needs it, and get ready for Wednesday's full episode with Reshma, because it is going to blow your mind. Until then, remember that every workday is a playdate waiting to happen. Now go play, ask for what you're worth, and don't you dare settle. Love ya.